这几天我老想起一个，
I've been thinking about someone lately.
其实看起来特别古早的一个词啊，
Actually, it looks like a very old word.
叫上纲上线。
Paul on the top.
但是你会发现这个一个旧词，
But you will find that this is an old word.
现在在我们现当下的生活中经常会出现啊。
It's very common in our current lives.
比如说，这两天有一个新闻哈，
For example, there's a new story about this happening recently.
是这个韩红啊，
It's Han Hong.
就是为抓特务这个电影站台嘛。
I'm just here to promote the movie Catch the Spy.
就说了一个让大家走一个面儿，
This is a joke that makes everyone laugh.
结果很多人就开始因为这个事儿开始抵制。冯小刚的这个电影啊，
As a result, many people began to boycott Feng Xiaorobang's film because of this.
你看，这就是一个上纲上线的一个例子。
This is a classic example of going beyond the basics.
另外还有呢，
There are also.
就是昨天我看这个谢娜，
Yesterday, I saw this sign, NAR.
就是宣布她的。北京的第二场的这个演唱会取消了。
He announced that the second concert in Beijing was cancelled.
然后，当然之前也是有官媒啊。
And of course, there were also official media before.
就是对他的这样的一种，就是流量的明星来出来这个开演唱会挣钱，也导致什么什么这个进行了批评嘛。
Criticizing the fact that traffic stars come out to hold concerts and make money.
然后就开始退出，
Then he started to leave.
就是本来已经审核通过的一个演唱会取消了。
The concert that was originally approved has been cancelled.
所以这两个案例来讲，
So, for these two cases,
包括韩红
including Han Hong,
她现在好像在朋友圈也是要退出公益圈，是吧？
she seems to be saying on her WeChat moments that she wants to leave the charity circle now, right?
就是因为一个言论，
Was because of a statement,
或者因为某一种选择，
or because of a certain choice.
导致呢，有的人可能对这个不买账，
Some people may not believe this.
然后有持一个异议就是不同的意见，就是导致呢，最终这个人可能社死呀。
Then there is the meaning, which is that different opinions can lead to the final person being socially isolated.
好，或者一个商业活动终止也好，
Or it could be a business activity that has ended.
其实这就是非常典型的叫上纲上线，
This is a very typical case of exceeding the upper limit.
当上上线，
At that time, he submitted his opinion.
我们不是说现在才有，
We are not saying that it is only now.
其实一直都有。
Actually, it has always been.
当然，大家知道，
Of course, everyone knows.
可能在这个文化大革命期间，可能是更厉害啊。
Maybe during this cultural revolution food period, it could be even more intense.
可能说，哎，今天这太阳怎么不怎么红了？
That could be said, Hey, why isn't the sun so red today?
大家会认为说你在影射。某个这个领导人，
Everyone will think that you are making fun of a certain leader.
对吧？
Right?
那当在我们生活中的时不时，
When we are living in our lives,
大家也会有这样的情况。
everyone will have such a situation.
比如说，哎，
For example, well,
看见这个摩托车出事儿，跑山出事儿。
I saw that motorcycle crash while it was driving down the mountain.
然后说，哎，有的人说， 评论，网友评论马上说这应该禁摩哈。
Then someone said, some netizens commented that this should be banned.
就要禁止摩托车上市。
Motorcycles will be banned.
另外，比如电动车自燃了。
For example, electric vehicles are also natural.
大家就说，哎，电动车应该退出市场。
Then say that electric vehicles should promote the market.
那你看，这都是上纲上线的表现。
Look, this is a clear example of exceeding the limit.
另外呢，也包括就是，
Also, it includes, well,
比如说，钓鱼岛事件一出来，
For example, when the incident of the Dayaoyu Islands occurred,
然后呢，就大家很多人就上街，
then many people went to the streets.
一方面是抵制日货，
On the one hand, it is to boycott Japanese goods.
另外有的人看。
Others, on the other hand,
当年在西安的时候，
when I was in Xi'an,
有人看到有人路上开了一个日本的车，
Someone saw a Japanese car driving on the road.
然后去拿这个所谓的一个是一个凶器吧，
Then go and get this, which is supposedly a weapon.
铁器去击打这个开车的这个司机。
The iron rod hit the driver of the car.
然后，另外也包括我们现在很多时候出了一个什么事儿，然后
Then we also include the fact that we often encounter a certain problem.
就会说啊，这是一个什么境外势力在后边在操盘啊。
Then they would say, this is a foreign power behind it, manipulating things.
包括我自己在内也是，就是我经常会在朋友圈有。
Including myself, I also often post on my friend's circle.
然后上传一个，比如英国的《经济学人》杂志的封面，
Sometimes upload a cover of the British Economist magazine.
然后就会被人说，
Then people will say,
我可能我的意识形态有问题。
I might have some ideological problems.
你看，实际上，这个上纲上线，在我们的历史上，以及在我们的这个生活中。
In fact, the concept of overarching principles has been a significant part of our history and our lives,
经常会遇到，
often encountered.
那它背后的原因是什么呢？
What are the reasons behind it?
我就想了一下，
I thought about it for a while.
你可以说在70年代或60年代，
You can say that in the 1970s or 1960s,
它是阶级斗争思维的结果。
it's the result of class struggle thinking.
就是非此即彼嘛。
That's the negation of this, the negation of that, the negation of both, and the affirmation of both.
就是非敌即我敌即友，就是二分法啊。
That's the non-enemy aircraft, and the aircraft is divided into two.
它实际上是通过这种方式来进行了一个阵营的这样一界分。
It actually divides the camp in this way.
但从现在来讲，
But as things stand now,
为什么有这样的思维呢？
why do you have such a thought?
它背后来讲，
It was later told that
虽然不是阶级斗争的思维，
although not a mindset of class struggle,
但很多时候实际上是一种斗争的思维。
but in many cases, it is actually a way of thinking that is based on conflict.
就要把一个人给斗倒。或者说斗黑啊，
I want to make someone suffer or be blackmailed.
对吧？
Right?
那背后来讲呢，
As for the later part,
其实他的一个常用的手段来讲，
actually, one of the most common ways to do it is,
其实就用这个所谓的污名化，就给你一个标签。
in fact, simply labeling you as disgusting gives you a label.
对吧？
Right?
你比如说，你这个开日本车，
For example, if you buy a Japanese car,
那我就说你可能是一个什么今日啊，
then I'd say you're probably a morning person.
或者亲日派，
Or the 7-day camp.
那实际上就是标签化。
That's actually labeling.
但其实可能就是因为人家买这个车。
But actually, it might be because someone bought this car.
并不是因为这个原因，可能是基于说，哎，省油。
This is not because it is based on saying save oil.
然后呢，那个便宜，
Then that one is cheap, right?
他买这个。
He bought this.
所以呢，你会发现说，在接这个上纲上线这个本身背后来讲。
So you'll see that when we talk about class as a top-level concept, it actually leads to the discussion of.
他的这个思维是特别的简化的这种思维，
But this is a particularly simplified way of thinking.
另外来讲，
Furthermore,
他的这个观点呢是特别的这样的一个，就是单向的。
His point of view is very special, it's a bit one-sided.
而且是一种极化啊。
And it's also polarized.
当极化推到极致来讲，就是会走极端啊。
However, if polarization is taken to its extreme, it will inevitably lead to extremes.
当然，我们现在回来看，实
Of course, looking back now,
际上这个上纲上线的这样的危害是挺大的。
In fact, the potential harm of such a hard upper limit is quite significant.
我想。危害体现在几个方面啊，
I want to focus on several aspects.
第一个就是人跟人的这个信任度会急剧降低。
The first is that the level of trust between people will drop sharply.
怎么讲？
How to say?
就是因为大家知道对方可能会伤害啊，就是抓到你的一个小点进行放大来审视。
It's because everyone knows that the person is likely to take office, so they magnify a small detail to investigate.
那这样来讲呢，
So, in that case,
我可能我的言和行都会特别的谨慎。
I might be particularly cautious in my words and actions.
然后我就跟人不会再这么深交了。
Then I wouldn't have such close relationships with people anymore.
我见了人也不会说人话了。
I can also speak in a normal way now.
对吧？
Right?
然后我可能甚至说更多人成为一种沉默的这个大多数了。
Then I might even say that more and more people are becoming a silent majority.
我就不说话了。
I won't say anything.
那这是一个信任，
This is a trust.
就社会的信任程度，在降低。
The level of social trust is further reduced.
所以你会发现，现在在社交媒体上，
So you'll see that now on social media,
很多人发言都非常谨慎，
many people's comments are very cautious.
尤其我们看这个公务员系统的这些，其实就是普通人。
Especially when we look at the civil servant system, these are actually ordinary people.
还未见的是干部。
He hasn't seen the Carters.
你发现他在朋友圈里面，基本上是从来不发言。要
You will find that he basically never posts in his friends group.
发言的
Speak.
时候，转什么这个官方的这个什么一个新闻呐、啊，
What is this official news about?
领导人讲话呀，
Leaders' speech. Right?
也不会出事儿。
Never a problem.
第二来讲呢，
Secondly,
像是上线，
actually, it's the adrenal gland.
我觉得它也会导致什么东西，导致这个社会的不安定啊。
I think it will also lead to what will cause the instability of this society.
就会大家认为其实是人人自危的。
then everyone thinks that it is actually self-directed.
就是没有人认为自己一定是绝对安全的。
No one thinks they are absolutely safe.
就说吧，我就会被人贴个标签。
If you say something, you'll be labeled.
说不到，别人就会来逗我啊。
Tell me a joke and I'll tell you one in return.
所以从另外一个维度上来讲呢，
So, from another perspective,
近日言之来讲，
speaking of recent times,
我觉得这个上纲上线，它其实是非常影响到我们整个的社会主义核心价值观的。
I think that the three principles of being launched at the same time will have a very significant impact on our entire socialist core values.
大家知道，在社会主义核心价值观里面，
Everyone knows that in the core socialist values,
有民主、
there is democracy,
自由、法治，
rule of law.
还有和谐，
Also, harmony,
对吧？
right,
爱国。
patriotism.
那如果是我们这个上纲上线成了一种风气，
If this becomes a trend, then,
或者成了一种主流，
or it has become mainstream,
你会发现，整个的这个社会就会不和谐了。
you will find that the whole society will become chaotic.
而且它会不断在突破我们的这个法治的这样的一种理念啊。
Moreover, it is constantly breaking through our concept of the rule of law.
所以从这个维度上来讲，
So, from this perspective,
我们每一个人实际上都有责任，
we all have a responsibility.
不要去做上纲上线的事儿。
Don't do things that are too ambitious.
另外呢，就是我们每一个人都要做一个理性的，这个怎么讲，就是理性的人。
Also, each of us needs to be a rational person in the sense of being rational.
然后我们分析一个问题的时候，
Then, when we analyze a problem,
能够拓展你的这样的一个认知的疆界。
expand your horizons.
另外来讲，
Furthermore,
我们很多时候看待一个事儿，
we often look at things from a certain perspective.
或者我们去发表我们的这个言论，
Or we go to publish our statement.
以及我们的行动来讲呢，
And in terms of our actions,
更多的能不能有一个所谓的换位思考的这样的一个习惯。
could there be a habit of putting oneself in others' shoes or something like that? Oh,
这样呢，我想可能最大程度的减少这种所谓的上纲上线。
So, I think I can potentially minimize this so-called ceiling effect.
因为实际上从历史上以及现实中，
Because the Ten Kingdoms period is from history and reality,
它导致的悲剧实在是太多了。
the tragedies it caused are too many.
很多人因此而丢掉了生命啊。
Many people have lost their lives because of this.